ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Ukraine's President Zelensky arriving for talks with President Trump, marking his third visit to the White House since January. Zelensky asking for more defense weapons, and it comes after President Trump spoke with Russia's leader yesterday, signaling a meeting for both of them in Hungary in the coming weeks. John Bolton, former Trump National Security Advisor, who now draws the ire of President Trump, pleaded not guilty today in a Maryland courtroom to 18 federal counts of retaining and sharing classified information. ABC's Pierre Thomas was in court for Bolton's first appearance.
He said that he had had a chance to review the indictment with his counsel. Again, hearing was over relatively quickly. Bolton now understanding that he faces 18 felony counts, each which carry up to 10 years in prison and a fine of $250,000 per fine. Per count if convicted.
The government shutdown showing no signs of ending. Lawmakers out of session today. The Senate returns Monday for a vote. This is ABC News. In Pennsylvania, police say a 21-year-old man was arrested in connection with the disappearance of a nursing assistant in Philadelphia, allegedly harassed before she went missing. The search continuing for 23-year-old Kata Scott. ABC's Faith Abube says the suspect, Keon King, has been charged with kidnapping for his involvement in the disappearance.
We need to find Ms. Scott, figure out where she is.
Authorities say they believe Scott was last in contact with 21-year-old King, arrested and charged with kidnapping and recklessly endangering another person and is being held on a $2.5 million bail. Investigators say before Scott disappeared, she told relatives she was being harassed, though it has yet to be determined if the person harassing her was King.
A round of severe storms packed with rain, hail, and possible tornadoes in the forecast this weekend for millions of residents from Texas to parts of Ohio, and a snowpack storm continuing to move across the Rockies. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. Two Green Bay brothers wrongfully convicted of murder will get $25,000 after spending two decades in prison. However, they could get up to $1 million. Robert and David Bintz were convicted in 2000 for the 1987 murder of Sandra Lisson. Their convictions were overturned 24 years later when DNA evidence ruled both of them out. $25,000 is the maximum compensation the Wisconsin Claims Board is allowed to award for wrongful convictions unless approved by the legislature. That's what the attorneys for the brothers are asking lawmakers to do. They want an additional payment of $1 million for each man. Hand, foot, and mouth disease is spreading throughout the Green Bay Area Public School District. That's according to a message sent to families. The district says infections have been making the rounds in Brown County and are finding their way into the classroom. The infections aren't usually serious, but it can spread quickly, especially in schools and daycare centers. Symptoms include fever, mouth sores, and skin rash. There's no recommended treatment for the infection, but health officials say taking over-the-counter medication can relieve fever and pain caused by mouth sores. Most people get better on their own in 7 to 10 days. Green Bay's West High School will celebrate their newly renovated stadium tonight before they take on the East High Red Devils. The Green Bay East and West matchup is a 120-year-old rivalry. The completed stadium renovations include new synthetic turf, a renovated track, and a new 2,000-plus seat grandstand and press box. Restrooms, a concession stand, a new video board, and a storage facility were also updated. The project also added a new weight room. The rededication ceremony is scheduled for 7 with kickoff at 7:15. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers fall again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers lost again to the Dodgers, 3-1. They tried to rally in the ninth, but came up empty and struggled to see the ball while at bat due to some shadows at Dodgers Stadium, according to the manager, Pat Murphy.
And we had man on second, nobody out at the end, and our hottest hitter up, and he couldn't get him over. So those types of things happen. Your offense isn't going to click. We did some good things, but didn't get the big hit. Had a bunch of strikeouts when it was very difficult to see.
With a win tonight in Game 4, the Dodgers would be the first team in 16 years to return to the World Series back-to-back. Manager Dave Roberts.
I think the thing about our guys is they're battle-tested, and they know that I've never lost faith in them.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Ohio State Buckeyes, the number one ranked team in the nation. Kickoff 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Buckeyes are 26-point favorites. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly sunny Friday afternoon with a south to southwest wind on the breezy side. Highs of the lower 70s. For tonight, shower and storm chances. Some of the rain could be a bit heavy. Gusty southwest winds and lows will drop to the upper 50s. It's 69 at our studios.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. So who is this Rhonda that you speak of from the Beach Boys? Apparently, they wrote the song back in 1965. There is no real Rhonda. What a bummer. I was hoping for some juicy details.
Hey, girl. Ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no.
you meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
Talking about hometown stuff, Green Bay stuff, 97.9 WGBW.
97.9
FM. Oh!
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me,
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Little Red Riding Hood, even bad wolves
WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. I think I started the show telling the story about just the wacky, weird, I don't even want to call it a nightmare, just kind of a stress dream where there was a potbelly pig running around my house and then a cat fell through a ceiling tile. Not my cat, just a cat into my arms. Kids were running around my house, just chaos. My husband woke up with a weird dream, kind of borderline nightmare, but not really. Again, more of a stress dream. And then I see a message, an email coming in from Michaela saying last night she had a weird dream too. So I don't know, something in the atmosphere. Hopefully tonight we have a better night's sleep, all of us, on WGBW.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Line up and grab yourself a bowl of Booyah for a great cause. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And this Saturday, October 18th from 8 a.m. till 12 p.m. at the Grounded Cafe on South Adams Street. Line right up and grab yourself a nice warm bowl of chicken Booyah. There's also contests, a trunk or treat, all while raising funds for the ADRC of Brown County. Now that sounds like a delicious morning. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
Sunday mornings are more interesting than ever. 97.9 WGBW features Mayor Jim Schmidt hosting Lean Local at 7 a.m. discussing Green Bay issues. At 8, it's New Wisco Weekend, a fast-paced collection of stories from and about Northeast Wisconsin, hosted by Lisa Hale. Followed by the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show at 9, an hour discussion about health, family, community, and more. Then join Kristen Ambos at 10 for Always On Point, a unique look at the real estate market. At 11, it's on to another Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Go ahead and twist and shout and get the kids dressed up in their Halloween finest. Couple of great events. Couple more. Actually, there's a ton of events on our community calendar. The Trunk or Treat going on tomorrow afternoon at Fireman's Park in Green Bay. Also, the Romp in the Swamp Halloween extravaganza going on at the Buboldz Nature Preserve in Appleton. Get more info on those two events and so much more. The community calendar is at WGBW.FM.
The devil, don't want to go by demon, don't want to go by Satan, don't want to die uneasy, just let me go naturally, and when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be in a world to carry on, yeah.
Pardon me, pretty woman, I couldn't help. woman, and you look lovely as can be. Are you lonely just like me?
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. Thousands are expected to take to the streets this weekend for No Kings protests across the country, including right here in Northeast Wisconsin. The demonstrations are planned in an attempt to send a message to lawmakers against what organizers describe as authoritarian policies of President Donald Trump and corruption in his administration. Nearly a dozen protests are happening in our area, including Green Bay, Manitowoc, Shawnee, Marinette, and Door County. With the Packers on the road this weekend, Lambeau Field is going to feel a little spooky. The Green Bay Packers will host the annual family favorite event Spooktacular tomorrow in the Lambeau Field Atrium. That runs from 9 to 3. If you've ever thought about being a foster home for an animal in need, now's your chance to make a difference. Animal shelters all around our area are putting the word out that they're in urgent need of foster homes for cats and kittens. The Nina Animal Shelter recently posted on Facebook that they're completely full right now and having to house cats and kittens outside the kennels in various rooms throughout the building. The Oshkosh Shelter and Wisconsin Humane Society have put out similar pleas. Shelter workers say foster homes provide a safe space and a bit of love, even for just a little while, until the animal is ready to be adopted. The shelter provides all the necessary supplies and support. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly sunny Friday afternoon with a south to southwest wind on the breezy side. Highs of the lower 70s. For tonight, shower and storm chances. Some of the rain could be a bit heavy. Gusty southwest winds and lows will drop to the upper 50s. Currently 71 degrees.
WGBW. My baby makes me proud. Lord, don't you make me proud. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. 'Cause people like to talk, Lord, don't they love to talk? But when they turn out
and
And when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. My baby makes me smile, Lord, don't she make me smile. She's never far away or too tired to say, I want you. She's always a lady, just like a lady. But when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us on Sunday morning right here on WGBW. Her show to talk about all things medical and more at 9 a.m. right here on 97.9.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. Way on top now, since you left me, you're always laughing way down at me. But watch out now, I'm gonna get there. We'll be together. Down there, looking up, and I might wave, come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here, wondering how I'm gonna get to you, but I know now, I'll just cry. I'm not a
to everything. Turn, turn, turn. There is a season. Turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to build up. A time to break down. A time to dance. A time to mourn. A time to cast away stones. A time to gather stones together. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace. A time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing.
Jesus loves you more than you will know. face debate. Laugh about it, shout about it, when you've got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? A nation turns its lonely eyes to you. Ooh, what's that you say, Mrs. Robinson?
And Garfunkel with Mrs. Robinson on local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I should not admit things, but I mean, we're all friends here. I have actually never seen the movie The Graduate. That song, of course, appears in the movie The Graduate, 1967, Dustin Hoffman. Classic. I know about the movie. I know what happens. I've just never seen it. And so now that I know, it's like, well, I mean, I guess I don't have to go back and watch it. Same with Back to the Future, another classic. I know what happens in the movie, Michael J. Fox and time travel and all that. I've never actually seen it, though. So I no judgment here, right? We're still friends. But just when you think you know someone, then all these dark secrets and confessions start coming out.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
And then
us on 97.9 WGBW. We promise you local news and timeless hits. And come on, Brewers. It's now or never. Three games down, but a best of seven series. So this tonight could start the streak. Mike Clemens has more for sports coming up at 2.
Handles the music. Connie Feldman handles the news. Get your day started with the local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due, I know. Watch my dad. One thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due. Know it. Watch my dad.
Working lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Leaving you in good hands, Eric Westfall is coming on in to take you through the rest of your Friday afternoon. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you Monday.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like
daughter long.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the White House, President Trump holding talks with Ukraine's President Zelensky, the president pushing for Russia to end the war in Ukraine, telling reporters he had a good talk with Russia's leader yesterday, and also mentioned Ukraine could get long-range missiles.
We're going to be talking about Tomahawks, and would much rather have them not need Tomahawks. Would much rather have the war be over.
The president says he'll meet with Russia's president in Hungary in the coming weeks. A royal fallout for Prince Andrew, putting out a statement today that he's giving up his title and honors. Andrew says it comes after a discussion with King Charles and his family about ongoing accusations that distract from the work of His Majesty and the royal family. Andrew continues to face allegations of maintaining ties with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. He'll still be able to use the title of Prince. It's day 17.